Hello and welcome to Around Macoupin County. My guest on this weekend's show is Jennifer Noel. She's dispatcher for the Macoupin County Public Transportation. And welcome to the show, Jennifer.
Thank you.
Today we're going to discuss a free delivery of essential items for homebound individuals. It's going on during the COVID-19 situation that we have going on right now. And first off, we'd like to just sort of have you explain sort of who is it for and a little bit about how the program works.
Well, Macoupin County Public Transportation normally offers transportation to any Macoupin County residents to appointments they may need to go to, grocery shopping, anything like that. During this time, we've had to restrict what we can do. So we are offering this service, again, to Macoupin County residents that are homebound or don't have any assistance. Currently, we will pick up curbside grocery orders free of charge from Bill's IGA in Staunton and County Market in Girard. And we can also pick up prescriptions from Sullivan's Drug Stores in Carlinville, Gillespie, and Staunton, Savemore Pharmacy in Verdon, and Michelle's Pharmacy in Carlinville, Gillespie, and Bunker Hill if they are outside of the pharmacy's delivery areas.
Now, with this service, what would one do if they're an individual who qualifies and they would, say, like some groceries delivered or a prescription? What exactly would they do to go ahead and get the service?
Well, all orders must be placed and paid for in advance. For Bill's IGA, you can place your order online at www.shopbillsiga.com. And for County Market, Sullivan's, Savemore, and Michelle's, you can call in your order and pay over the phone. The drivers will not be responsible for shopping or exchanging any payments. So when placing your order, make sure that the store knows that a transportation driver will be picking up the order for you.
Someone is going to do this. Does the transportation department have minimums? Say you have to be contacted and let known that the service is needed ahead of time, or how would that work?
Our curbside pickup will be available from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Monday through Friday and will be available on a first-come, first-served basis. We do want to ensure that the service is most readily available to those that are unable to leave their home and may not have any other way to get their necessary items. We are requiring a minimum 24 hours notice for all pickups, so we do ask that you keep that in mind when placing and scheduling your order.
And as far as the delivery will come, I believe you already went over it, but the delivery is what days, what hours, and sort of how does it go once you arrive at the individual's residence?
It will be available from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Monday through Friday, so just keep that in mind when scheduling any of your pickups. Most of the stores are scheduling everybody in time frame, so just pick one that works for both the store and us, preferably. We will be doing a no-contact service for this, so they will call in to us after they have their order placed. We will pick up the order within the time frame that they specify with the store, and we will leave the packages at the front door of the residence.
If they want to go ahead with any of the service that you're providing, what numbers do they call and what hours can they call that number to set up their reservation?
We are open 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. currently. You can call and schedule your delivery at 217-839-4130. And when prompted, press option 1 to speak with the dispatcher and we can get that all set up for you. Again, we do need the 24 hours minimum notice before we can schedule your pickup.
Jennifer, aside from the free delivery of essential items for the homebound, thought while we had you on the air talking about the Macoupin County Public Transportation, we'd sort of get an update on what's going on during these COVID times as far as transportation for individuals that utilize your services. Sort of how is that going right now under the parameters we're under?
Well, we are still working. We still want to get everybody to their necessary medical appointments, but we are a little bit restricted. We are doing all medical appointments within Macoupin County. Right now, we are not permitted to leave the county. We will still take to Litchfield, Illinois, to their medical practices because it's technically considered our service area. We will still take employees to work as we normally would, and again, that is within our service area, Litchfield and Macoupin County. Social visits we are not permitted to do at this time. shopping has been limited to one trip per week to the nearest grocery store. Operating hours are still 7 to 7. The office, however, is 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. to call in and schedule the ride.
And the number that one calls, would that be the same as someone wanting the essential services, or is that a different number?
That's the same number, the 217-839-4130, and you'll press option 1 to speak with the dispatcher.
Jennifer Noel, thank you for joining us on Around Macoupa County this weekend.
All right, thank you.
And you can join us again next weekend for another edition. For WSMI, I'm Rick Davis.